Okay, so Be'ezrat Hashem, we have Shabbat followed by Shavuot. So a few laws that we need to know. Those of you who have who are running your own homes, so you should light a candle that will last from before Shabbat till after Shabbat, near Neshama, because after Shabbat, you will have to light candles in honor of Yom Tov. So you need a fire to take from after Shabbat's going to be Yom Tov. We don't do any melacha, we don't start doing tasks until Shabbat is over, until it's Motzei Shabbat. And then we say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. And then you can start doing tasks for Yom Tov. That means we don't put food on the plata for the Yom Tov meal. We don't light candles. We don't do work. We don't even put on a special suit. We don't do work for Yom Tov on Shabbos. Just like we don't prepare from Shabbos to a weekday, we don't prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. What happens if you want to take your machzor with you to shul? So take the machzor and learn from it on Shabbos. You could learn some Megillat Rut, have some use for it on Shabbat, so that you will have taken it for Shabbat as well. We don't do tasks on Shabbat in preparation for Motzei Shabbat, even though in this case Motzei Shabbat is Yom Tov. The Kiddush on Motzei Shabbat is known as Yak Nehaz. Yak Nehaz is an acronym. Yayin, you make the blessing Bor Pri Hagafen. Kiddush, you make the blessing on the day, right? Like a regular Kiddush on Yom Tov. Ner, you're now allowed to use the candles just like you make Avdalah, and you make Borei Morei HaEsh, so you will have a candle that you prepared in advance, which you will make the blessing Borei Morei HaEsh on, right? You'll have some form of fire because you're making Avdalah. You're going from Shabbat to Yom Tov. On Shabbat, you could not use fire. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to use fire. So we said Yak Nehaz, Yain, Borei Pri Hagafen, Kiddush, Ner, Borei Morei HaEsh, Havdalah, you're going to make the blessing of Havdalah within the Kiddush. You'll look in a Siddur or a Machzor, you'll see there's Havdalah to say for Yom Tov 9. And Zman, and once you finish that, you make the Shechiyonu on the new day of Yom Tov that came in. Yak Nehaz, Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, Zman. So, and in Havdalah, we say HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. We conclude the Havdalah. HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, not Ben Kodesh LeChol, because you haven't entered a weekday, you've entered another holy day, a Yom Tov. No Bisamim, because we say you went from Shabbat to Yom Tov. You still have a part of that excitement. Instead of Besamim, you have a Yom Tov to help you out. Zel, yes?
Same process for Spartan and Ashkenazi?
Yeah.
How are we supposed to light candles if you're supposed to be in a domestic way at work?
You light candles when you get back home.
And you can light candles for until after, how much longer after the day's coming?
All night you could light. Preferably before the meal. The whole idea is that you'll enjoy it at the meal, etc.
Okay.
If you're eating by someone else, you could light by them and enjoy it at their meal.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
You have to wait till Motzei Shabbat.
Correct. You have to wait till Motzei Shabbat.
Right.
I write a newsletter on for Shabbos. I wrote that there was a custom once that on every Yom Tov they would only light candles when the husband came back from shul. And for sure, on this Yom Tov, you should do that. You shouldn't come to lighting it too early. So wait till your husband comes home from shul and then light the Yom Tov candles. Yeah. That's fine. It's still an honor of Yom Tov. Yeah. Any other questions?
You have to do Mari before you do any of these things also?
No. Once it's Motzei Shabbat, so you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, and you could start doing tasks for Yom Tov.
Like anything that's part of the actual day, like lighting new candles or eating a meal or something.
All of that you cannot do until it's set Shabbat, until Shabbos is out and Yom Tov is in.
But I thought Maariv officially works like the next day.
You could daven Maariv early. You could daven Maariv before sunset, technically. Even on Shavuot, we wouldn't do that, but ordinarily you could. On Shavuot specifically, being that we're waiting for 7 complete weeks to be up, so we daven Maariv late, we don't daven Maariv early. But, yeah. There's a very interesting leniency you should know about. It's a very important leniency which you could adopt every year. There's a leniency that says you don't have to wait for the night to learn Torah. Even though ordinarily we learn Torah all night long, you can learn Torah earlier also. So if you want to daven Maariv later and learn before Arvit, you're allowed to adopt that leniency and learn, even though it's not...
Havdalah and Bonus, spice, right?
No spices, we said. Yak Nehaz.
The Kiddush is
In Mekiddush, you're going to make the Avdallah. So you have to bring the candle to the table. You have to have a lit candle to make Avdallah. Yeah.
You stay up all night?
Personally, I try. I learn with the people in shul, yeah. Sure, you got to learn with your kids. You got to learn with yourself. It's an experience. Why shouldn't you stay up all night?
Sukkah, I did this. It was destroyed. Like 2 days, 3 days.
It's true. It takes time to recover. But it's an important experience.
I'm an old man now. I just turned 27.
It's really old, yes. So you'll get a good nap today. That's why we didn't run too late last night. You'll sleep on Shabbat. You'll come in well rested. You have to put your head down. You'll put your head down, but why not? Yeah, for sure. It's an experience.
To go to bed, wake up, and study all day, like Shavuot.
In theory, it's better. Meaning, there. Obviously, if you get more hours in, that's better. But part of leading a religious life is the experiences. It's not an obligation. You're a kosher Jew if you go to sleep at night. There's no problem with sleeping the night of Shavuot. It's permissible to go to sleep. It's not recommended.
Plus, you got to be incredibly disciplined. In the night here, you got all these shearing going on. The next day, everybody else is resting. You're going to learn all day. I mean, you can do it, but, you know, ask the rabbi.
No,
it's
but
easier, I think.
It's like going to the Kotel. Do you need to go to the Kotel? No, but it can rejuvenate your batteries for years, having one good prayer at the Kotel. So you stay up Shavuos night. The message you give to your wife and your kids, the importance of Torah, yeah, you come home tired and it takes you 2 days to recover. I understand that. But it's still an important experience for you, for your kids. When I was learning in yeshiva, so I always said, if I thought it was beneficial to stay up all night, I would do it more times during the year. I don't do it because it hurts my learning. I'm not doing it. I didn't do it. But that's because I was taking advantage of my days. So it was wasteful to stay up all night. But now I have a family. My kids need to see it. My kids need to experience it. It's important for people who don't learn all day, the people in the community. It's an experience. And most people do not utilize their days for learning all the time. So then they should learn that night. They're not going to learn by day. And the experience, again, will give you an oomph that'll last for a long time. It's an important experience for you, for your kids, for your family, for your community. So you're learning here to be a good balabayit. If you told me I'm going to be learning in yeshiva for 20 years, and I take advantage of every day, and I don't waste my time, and I'm working very hard to maximize every day in my learning, and this is going to hurt that, then we think about it differently. But the bottom line is, people here are going to go have jobs. People here are going to focus on building families in a way of being a good balabayit. So a good balabayit stays up Shavuos night and learns. Elite is advertising their coffee now. Elite has advertisements. Nothing better than staying up with our coffee Shavuos night. Okay.